What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Route Runners podcast. I'm your host, Jared.
I'm Shrieker.
I'm watching the Liverpool game.
Who are they playing?
Everton. Oh. They're up 2-0, Liverpool.
You know what? You're making me want to rip some five.
I'm ripping the pool game.
Oh, the door's still open.
Dang, I think I might have to rip five with you, too, though.
All right, sounds good.
For anyone who doesn't know what that means, it means they're going to play FIFA.
No one knows what that means.
Yeah. It means they're going to play FIFA, which is a soccer sports game.
So our friend group here is the biggest group of idiots you'll probably ever meet. So instead of saying to do something or go somewhere, we say rip. I don't know how that started.
Because then, Sean decided to say
it. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
Sean, it's a Chicago thing.
Sean's been – no, I think that's just him. I think it's a frat thing.
It sounds like a frat
thing. I think it's a frat thing. And so everything where we say we're going somewhere – instead of saying the actual word, we'll just say half of it or the end. So rip fa.
If we say we're watching Harry Potter later, we ripped her.
Yeah. So yesterday was the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 57 is done. Yeah, it's been a little bit since we've recorded. We've all been really busy with school and there's a lot going on. But we're back for this one at least. It was a really good Super Bowl. We all were watching together. Everyone got there pretty much by the time the game started, and this town is a lot quieter than we thought it would be after the game, or I guess what a lot of people thought it would be with the Chiefs obviously winning.
There was at least 30, 40 cops.
State College was prepared. I mean,
yeah,
they were prepared for when we played Ohio State and we were winning with 11-10 minutes left or something.
They were preparing for us to storm the field, which they wouldn't have stopped us, but
no,
they're not going to stop 40,000 students.
Yeah, and if the Eagles won today, if the Eagles won yesterday, they wouldn't have been able to stop anything either, because this town is fucking crazy. I mean, after the NFC at halftime of the NFC Championship game, I went to Chipotle with a couple of our friends, and there were Eagles fans everywhere. And that was just at halftime when they were winning by two touchdowns or something like that. So that was fucking crazy to watch. I don't know how the Eagle, I mean, I guess we can kind of talk about the Eagles first, or we can get into the game in specifics, but it was a really good game. I mean, I've been a football fan. The first year I ever really watched a Super Bowl and actually knew what was happening was when the Ravens were in it against the 49ers. And there have been a good amount of good Super Bowls since then, and this was definitely one of the better ones that I've watched. I mean, it's 38-35. That's one of the highest combined scores that a Super Bowl's ever been, at least recently. And, yeah, Pat Mahomes won his second ring, and Jalen Hurts fell just short, even though he had a really good game.
He outperformed Mahomes in, every way possible.
Yeah, if you told me that that Jalen Hurts would – outperform Pat Mahomes and the Eagles would lose, I would have called you crazy. I never would have thought that that was the way that the game would end up.
They also had the Eagles also had eight QB sneaks, and they were perfect on them. They either converted them on third or fourth down, or scored with them, and it just worked every time. The Chiefs knew, they stacked everyone in the box and they still couldn't stop them. It was crazy. It was kind of boring because you knew it was coming and you couldn't stop it. I feel three or four of their touchdowns were QB sneaks. You know, it's just
that. Hurts had three rushing touchdowns, yeah.
So, two of them were QB sneaks then, because I think he had an actual rushing one. But yeah. That's what they're good at it, so they stuck to it. I can't blame them for that. But, I don't know. That AJ Brown touchdown, that was kind of weird, because they both couldn't track the ball down. It just looked like it was going to be. I don't even know how to judge that.
It looked like it was totally
McDuffie looked like he was high and just didn't know where he was, because he just lost the ball and AJ Brown was on it the whole time. But he had to kind of go around McDuffie, and it was that whole sequence was weird. Still a good catch though.
Yeah,
a lot of good catches in this game, and one of them got called back. Is that Devontae Smith one? But I don't know. What are your thoughts on the Goddard catch?
I guess we can just get into the refs in general. But
I think also the field conditions were horrible.
Yeah,
they were so bad.
Yeah, the Jake Elliott slipped on one of the kickoffs, but didn't really
It was still a touchback.
Yeah. But it was bad. I it probably wouldn't have changed much in terms of the actual game, but
I think it could have.
I mean, the Goddard catch, honestly, that was close enough that I'm okay with them calling it a catch, especially considering that they kind of gave the Chiefs a little bit of a break later.
Oh, speaking of catches, I saw a TikTok and it kind of like opened my eyes, but at the same time, like it didn't.
Close your eyes?
No, open my eyes. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, it seems like a little dumb argument. It's like that Miles Sanders like fumble that was ruled an incomplete catch. Like he got 2 feet inbounds, but because he had space, he had to make a football move for it to be considered a catch.
Was that by Spawn Hour?
I have no idea. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't know the video, but I know the play.
Yeah. Like, so Miles Sanders caught the ball, had 2 feet inbounds, and then it was still ruled an incomplete pass because he didn't make a football move.
Yeah.
But if Goddard gets 2 feet inbounds, or 2 feet inbounds, then goes out of bounds, it's considered a catch.
I think it's the same one, or the same video.
Like, it's a fair argument because Goddard is ruled a catch. I guess the argument is because since he's going out of bounds, he can't make a football move. But at the same time, if all you need is 2 feet inbounds, why do you need to make a football move if you're like if you have room
in the middle of the field
to be considered a catch?
I completely agree. I mean,
if Miles Sanders didn't get injured, or was not like hobbled up. I think
he was injured.
Yeah, he went to a locker room and then he came back.
Because Gainwell was getting like every snap.
Yeah, Gainwell. Yeah. The fact that Gainwell and Boston Scott look, I know Boston Scott will get like a couple end zone looks or touchdowns, like, but he does not deserve that much time.
Kenneth Gainwell almost had the first touchdown in the Super Bowl. Yeah. That would have won. No one would have won money off that. But I mean, the Miles Sanders one, like, was definitely not a touchdown.
You sure?
Or like he
the catch?
It was definitely not a catch. It was definitely incomplete. Like they got that one right. He barely even had possession of the ball when doing that. The Goddard one was really close. So that's why like I'm okay with them calling it that way. But like if they called that a touchdown for the Chiefs, like that would have been pretty bad.
Right. But I understand the argument. Like he did have 2 feet inbounds when he had possession of the ball.
Who? Sanders?
Yeah. Like, it was clear. And then, like, he didn't make a football move, so it doesn't count as a catch.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with – I guess we came across the same TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't matter where you are on the field, but with the way that the rules are, they got it right.
Yeah.
The Goddard one –
yeah, they're just following the rules.
The Goddard one, honestly, I don't know.
No, his first foot, like, dragged.
It looked like it, but it was very close if he had complete possession at the time.
Yeah.
So – that makes sense.
Yeah, if that holding call wasn't a thing, then the Eagles fans would have just blamed that as to why they didn't.
Exactly.
So there's always something.
But yeah, I guess, what do you guys think of the holding call towards the very end?
I mean, Bradbury admitted he held him. So that's the argument. The person who committed the holding call said he held him. Like,
and especially now, when I feel like the way sports are is that athletes will do absolutely everything to either complain or make their case that they either got fouled or held or whatever, or that they didn't commit any sort of penalty, especially defensive backs and wide receivers, and I guess like point guards. But that's not a slight on basketball. That literally everyone does it. So it's whatever. Again, wide receivers and corners do it all the time. Like if you are a person, if you can man up to actually committing a penalty, it's a penalty. Because how many times do you see a receiver like not catch a ball and then go up complaining and then they end up throwing a flag?
Mike Evans every play.
That happens a lot. So for James Bradbury to own up to do that, first of all, respect to him. But second, it was a holding. I mean,
it was a very soft holding call, but that's still considered a holding.
And
call.
I saw another TikTok where Richard Sherman was like, it's kind of like a 50-50 call. And if that's the case, you don't call it. Which I also kind of agree with, because It was a very soft holding, and
it wouldn't have affected the outcome.
Would Juju have caught it? I don't think so.
That was so overthrown.
It was So, but
there's also plenty of opportunities in the second half for the Eagles. So
right,
they had a 10-point lead going to it. At some point in the third quarter, they actually had a 75% chance to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So
they had a Jalen Hurts fumble, which he just dropped the ball.
Like, but that was in the first half.
I'm just saying, like, but if that that was also like a mistake. Like, if that didn't happen, then who knows what
exactly? Was. Yeah, no, I think the dumbest thing in sports is when people blame the loss on refs. I don't think that you can do that, because who's to say that if they don't call that a holding, who's to say that the Eagles win?
Right.
Who's to say if Jerick McKinnon goes in and actually scores that touchdown, the Eagles could still win that game. The Chiefs could.
That was a very smart play,
though. Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah. The Chiefs could still win that game. So you can, like, I feel like I haven't seen a lot of this from the Eagles a little bit, but, or at least fans and, like, comments on Instagram posts and everything. Like, they're not blaming it on the refs because they had a lead in this game. They lost it themselves. They, you know, they let up a huge punt return that was like 70 yards. They let up, they had that holding call. They could have stopped Jerick McKinnon from having that huge play. Jalen Hurts maybe couldn't have fumbled. They could have not allowed two wide open touchdowns for wide receivers and Tony and Sky Moore. So that's kind of where my birthplace of hating the Saints came from, is because they lost that NFC Championship game due to one play. And they were blaming it on the refs.
That PI call?
Yeah.
That play was different, though, because that's a clear, like, penalty.
It was. There was also way more time in the game than in this one.
I know.
When that happened.
Well, I don't know. I'd be more and upset about that Saints one, because that's, like, that you can't, like, not call that a flag. With this one, it's, like, again, like Sherman said, 50-50.
But... Sure, but then if the Saints, I'll argue this forever, but, like, if that happens and they call it, do the Saints win that game? You have no idea.
Right. I'm just saying, like,
no, I know it is. Yeah. Definitely a worse thing to not get called. That's for sure. Okay, I don't know how you miss it.
Obviously the Saints could have done more to win that game. Like they had many opportunities. Yeah. But like I just think a call like that bad is like, I would be mad about that.
Oh,
but like
yeah,
this holding call, I can't be mad at. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I'm saying like,
you know,
you shouldn't be mad at just that.
You know, you should be more mad at breeze through a pick in overtime.
I don't remember. That's the only thing I remember. From that
they game. Got the chance to win. They also, there was a few posts showing egregious calls by the Saints that they didn't call. This has just turned into a Saints hate podcast, but which is fine by me. But also, if you watch that play, the Saints kind of got a break because I think it was Nickell Robey-Coleman who did the hit.
Probably.
That
sounds about
right. If he had brain cells, that's a pick six.
That's fair.
So they also kind of caught a break, and they were a little lucky for it to go into overtime anyway. But yeah,
that's not the argument, Jay.
I know. Going back to the Eagles, like they played well enough to win, especially in the first half, but they just didn't. They came up with just a little bit short. One call is not going to be what makes you completely lose the game, in my opinion, because they could have stopped them after they. Who knows? Unless it's on literally a play with the last second, and they get it wrong. Like, very wrong. That's when I can say, like, okay,
what,
maybe.
The Packers-Seahawks Hail Mary ending?
Yes.
I don't know if that was wrong or right, but, like,
I don't,
like that ending was so controversial.
Yes. Like, in a situation like that, that is one where I can see. That was also, what, like, fucking 15 years ago?
Something, probably.
10, 15 years ago, but.
Virgil van Dijk was probably, like, 20.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's It is a weird way to, and kind of an unfortunate way to end a Super Bowl that was so great. But also, honestly, besides that, it was a very clean game. There were hardly any flags,
yeah.
Especially in a season and in a day and age where we complain about refs all the time. And also, what everyone has kind of been saying about this Eagles team is that they're the luckiest team all year. They always catch breaks. They had to play the night, which, I mean, this one is true. I don't really know what the rest of it.
But there were zero sacks in the whole game?
No,
that's true.
I know that's true. But
which is crazy.
No, there were zero sacks by the Eagles.
Did the Chiefs get a sack?
I think so.
I guess I think one of them, like, Hurts, like, rushed out of bounds, but it was for a loss, and I guess it counts as a sack.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess one of the Chiefs players touched on it. I don't know how it works. I don't know the scoring.
I guess.
Well, there are no, like, yeah, it didn't seem it. There are no, like, it seemed like sacks.
So. Let me see who got the actual sack.
Because I feel like
it was definitely credited for something.
Yeah, I feel like one play, like, Jalen Hurts was touched behind the line of scrimmage, and then he rushed, but he got like a negative loss or a negative game.
Stats.
Because I think that seems about right.
They counted it for Leo Chenault and Kalen Saunders.
Laviska Shenault.
No, Leo Chenault is a rookie.
Laviska Shenault.
No.
Yeah, he's a linebacker, right?
Yeah,
he's Laviska Shenault.
Stop. Where was I?
Oh. I cut you off there.
Talking about sacks. Oh, like everyone's saying how like the Eagles catch a lot of breaks because of everything. Like they've had like an easy schedule, which by the way, they're like 9-1 against winning teams. So I don't understand that argument. But like they caught a break, and this one's true. Well, with the Niners, being on their fourth string quarterback by the time that they got to that game, and them having to play Daniel Jones as a break, apparently. I don't understand that argument, but everyone's saying that the Eagles are getting breaks, and then the Chiefs are the one who get the break in the last 2 minutes of the Super Bowl, and then now the Chiefs are the enemy. Like, to me, that just doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that. That's what everyone's saying. Everyone's saying that the Eagles just get so lucky, and then they get one unlucky thing, and then everything is just crashing and burning.
I don't know. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Because they'll just find – any team will find any excuse as to why they lost.
Yeah. I mean
– they're never going to blame their actual team.
Jalen Hurts seems like he's taken this loss pretty well, especially for such a young guy. I mean, it's – I feel like it's – what is he, 23?
24.
Like, he proved everyone wrong this year. I think even, like, with a Super Bowl loss for him, you take this as a year that was, like, incredibly successful. Like, not – he broke records in the Super Bowl. I think he got the most rushing touchdowns for any quarterback in a season, in like the regular season. And I think the other one was Cam Newton, who won MVP. He was second in MVP voting this year, I think. And
I think him and Allen were tied because Mahomes had 48 out of 50, and I know Allen got one.
Yeah. But for like.
Which is dumb. Yeah. But.
For him to do that, especially after the position that he was in last year, where it wasn't like he was bad, but he was kind of just like a mid starter, probably honestly even below average. And this year, the jump that he made, and I know that the Eagles are one of the most stacked rosters we've seen in a long time. I was talking with one of my friends, actually, like, again, I've been watching football for like 11 years. This Eagles team is one of the best teams I've ever seen, including teams that have won a championship before. Like, I think you take when, some of those old Seattle teams, the Denver with Peyton Manning teams, the Panthers who went almost undefeated, like, maybe the Ravens when Lamar won MVP and they didn't even win a playoff game. Like, how many, like, those are the only teams in the last decade or so that I can confidently say are better than this Eagles team, even though they didn't win.
I'd say the Bucs Super Bowl team was also really
they were
that was a stacked team.
They were also very good. Yeah, I'd probably say that they're better than the Eagles too, but they didn't have nearly as good of a regular season.
Yeah, but that roster was insane.
That roster was, yeah, they're very good. I mean, yeah, I think it's the thing with that Bucs team is they finished like 10-6 or something like that.
I mean, that was Brady's first year.
Right, but so like they didn't
shouldn't really be an excuse.
They didn't become that great team until like later in the regular season, yeah. Where the Eagles kind of were the entire time.
Well,
like,
yeah.
They really only lost one game at full strength. Or two, actually, after the Super Bowl loss. But that's incredibly impressive for what this Eagles team has done this year. And Jalen Hurts should feel no shame. He played very well enough to win them this game. Obviously, he did have the turnover, which you talked about before. But, yeah, I don't know. The Eagles, I think, have a very bright future ahead.
Yeah.
And the way that the NFC looks, I mean, there's not many other teams that I think should – like, they should make it, honestly, a lot more of the years until he needs to get paid, which I don't know when that is. But
until the Niners get a QB, I think the Eagles – it's the Eagles' table in the NFC.
I think it's going to be between those two for the next couple of seasons.
Them and the Cowboys.
And the Cowboys are always just there, but I just don't think that they're going to be able to –
They're always going to pose a threat, but they're never actually going to be a threat.
I agree. And then we haven't really talked about the Chiefs much. I mean, after this, if Pat Mahomes were to retire right now, which is a dumb thing to say because that's obviously not going to happen. Which, by the way, did you see Andy Reid said, like, he'd consider it?
Yeah.
You think that's bullshit or no?
I think it's bullshit.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit.
Why would I would not want to stop coaching that team.
Yeah, he did an interview with Jimmy Johnson, and he was like, so if you win this one, what's next to come? Like, do you really need to do anything else? And he's like, win more.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, perfect.
If you have that good of a team, you just won a Super Bowl, and literally probably no one is going to walk in free agency, you're just going to get that team back.
I don't know financially their situation.
They're top 10 in cap space. I know that.
Yeah.
Like, with the most cap space. Like, they can re-sign all the players they want. They can sign even better players. They can probably go after, like, T. Higgins or someone in gate.
I don't think he's a free agent.
Because I know the Bengals, like, he's on the trade block or something.
Is he really?
Yeah. Because the Bengals probably don't want to pay him.
Because
they have to pay Jamar, Burrow, literally everyone else on their team.
That would be not the best idea. But
So if they can like get a true wide receiver one, then that team is gonna.
Yeah.
They don't even need a wide receiver though. Like, they just need defensive help, kind of.
Who the
Chiefs?
Like they don't need anything. They just need to go out there with the guys that they have, not make any major changes, and they're gonna be a Super Bowl threat every single time.
If they re-sign everyone, then I think Andy Reid should stay, and they're just gonna be a threat no matter what.
Well, that decision will probably be made before free agency. He's gonna come back. I don't see any reason as to why he would leave.
Right.
I mean, again, is there really much more that he has to accomplish? Probably not. But
more,
who cares?
The more the better.
You might as well just keep doing it as long as you're having fun.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt to have more accolades.
That too. I mean, yeah, he's going to end up being one of the best coaches of all time.
Yeah.
He's made Super Bowls. He's made 4 Super Bowls, I think. 3 with the Chiefs and 1 with the Eagles. Maybe
he's won 3 of them?
He's won 2. Because he's 2-1 with the Chiefs now, and he lost with the Eagles. They played the Patriots. With Donovan McNabb or something. But yeah, and then obviously, yeah, Mahomes. So Pat Mahomes has been a starter for 5 years. He's made the AFC Championship every single time.
Yeah,
ridiculous. He's made the Super Bowl 3. He's won 2. He's won 2 Super Bowl MVPs. He has 2 Super Bowls. He's made the Pro Bowl 5 times in his 5 years of starting. Not that that really matters.
I think he might say 2 MVPs. He said 2 Super Bowls and 2 Super Bowl MVPs. Because he already said made it to Super Bowl. Oh, no, mate.
He has both.
No, I thought you already said one of those. But he does have 2 MVPs.
Yeah. He
has them in your sheets.
You can make the argument that – and also in those other years that he hasn't won MVP, he's had seasons that are MVP-like. They're just not as good as maybe
– Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers is a little better, yeah. Also, I feel like those Chiefs, like regular season teams, like when they had Tyreek Hill and everything, honestly, like I feel like some of them, they didn't try. They didn't need to win. They didn't need to – like. It's kind of like what everyone says with LeBron. Like, if you have LeBron, and I mean, this hasn't been the case the last 2 years, but, like, you just kind of coast, and you'll get as long as you make the playoffs, the seed doesn't matter. That's kind of how I felt like the Chiefs were the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Now that they lost Tyreek Hill, they had to turn it up, and they had the number 1 scoring offense.
Number one seed.
I said that this was going to be the Patrick Mahomes fuck you year. What I really meant was that he was just going to win MVP. I didn't know he was going to go out there and win the Super Bowl. I mean, I had the Colts as my fucking AFC champion, so clearly that was wrong.
The regular season MVP won a Super Bowl, and the white jerseys won again.
Yeah, but the regular season MVP doesn't win.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, two things, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, one thing had to give, and it ended up being the MVP.
Yeah. But the white jersey thing stands.
And that honestly isn't all that surprising when you have a quarterback that's that special and that great.
You literally have the best quarterback tight end. Do you have a top 3 quarterback tight end duo of all time when it's all said and done? Maybe top one.
I think
Brady and Gronk is hard to top.
I think Kelsey's going to definitely pass him. And
he already passed Gronk for like
most
postseason touchdowns.
Yeah, that's what it was. I think that when it's all said and done, you think he's going to pass Brady or no?
I think so. He's only 27 and he's made the AFC Conference Championship all 5 years. And he already has 2 rings.
I don't know.
And he's doing that with the worst team than any of the
AFC. Mahomes has like a bottom 10 defense. They're ranked like 23rd or something.
Yeah.
This year?
I think. Or it was like against the pass or something. But like it was they're not a top 10 defense.
No, definitely not.
I don't think top 15 either.
What's
the worst team that Brady has taken to the Super Bowl? Edelman,
it's happened 10 times. I don't know. But there's been like years where Edelman would be out the season or Gronk would be out the season. Like Mahomes has had Kelsey and Hill his whole life, except for this year. This one is obviously incredibly impressive.
Yeah, Brady's had what? Randy Moss, I guess Julian Edelman, Gronk.
Which he lost that with Moss. He only took Moss there once and he lost.
I don't even know his other receivers. I'm not counting Wes Welker. Fuck that.
But no, that's the thing. Like Brady's always had fucking guys that either wouldn't make a roster or would never really make an impact. And he's made guys like Danny Amendola and Chris Hogan make like huge plays in Super Bowls. So I definitely don't think that he's had better teams. He's had better defenses, but I mean, coach is pretty much, I'm not going to say it's a wash because Belichick is better, but Andy Reid's good enough that doesn't play that much of a factor.
This was also a revenge game for Andy Reid.
It was.
He got fired from the Eagles.
Yeah, a while ago.
It was a revenge game for Sirianni because he was on the Chiefs coaching staff too.
And then he was crying.
Yeah. Did he cry during the national anthem?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to pass him. I think
he's not, like, on pace to, but I feel like he will. Because at 27, Brady had 3 rings and Mahomes has 2. But so, like, he's kind of there.
Right now, I feel like he's at least the third best quarterback in history. I say right now he's at least the third best quarterback in history.
In history?
Yeah, you can't put him anywhere under that. I think he's already surpassed Rodgers and Breeze.
Breeze, yes.
I don't know about Manning or Peyton. Peyton, Rodgers. I don't think he's past Rodgers.
No, Peyton and Montana are – he's definitely not as good as them.
Yeah. One more Super Bowl, I don't think he does.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean – yeah, the thing is, he's 27, and the thing about Brady's career that is so interesting is that you can literally split up his career in half, and you have 2 top 10 Hall of Fame quarterbacks, because you maybe wouldn't consider him as talented as a Rodgers or a John Elway, whatever. But the thing is with Mahomes, I think he's definitely the most talented quarterback we've ever seen. So
Dante Culpepper says otherwise.
So when like that ends up happening, it's going to be interesting to see like Mahomes' exact number of rings, championship appearances, whatever, compared to Brady's. Because even if it's a little lower than the amount that Brady has, like Mahomes could definitely be the one. Even though he'll have maybe a little bit worse stats, he looks like he's the better actual player.
Yeah.
But just because you look like that doesn't really matter. I mean, I think Josh Allen, when you watch him, looks a lot better than Joe Burrow, but Joe Burrow is just better.
I've never seen a team as dominant as the Chiefs with Mahomes. Like, like every game they play, you just don't think they're going to lose.
Yeah, no, I texted Dave at halftime. I was like, this doesn't seem like – he doesn't seem like he's out of it yet.
No, I
know. At all. And I know it was only a 10-point game, and that's like you're never out of it when that's the case. But, like, it did not seem like – the Chiefs were losing. It just didn't. And that's why I picked the Chiefs. I ended up first in the confidence picks, but I didn't even get first pick in picking the Chiefs. James picked the Eagles, but like I picked the Chiefs. I wanted the Chiefs on purpose because I just like, this was just, it just seemed like it was his year and he just couldn't lose. And after everyone was saying, this is the most stacked division that we've ever seen. And that, everyone got better, and then they got worse after losing Tyreek Hill. It's like, no, who cares? I'm going to just tell everyone, go fuck yourself, and I'm going to, I thought, win MVP, but he did that and won the Super Bowl, which hasn't been done apparently since 1999. Yeah. And Kurt Warner, I think, was the last one to do that. Well,
true. I was going to say when they played the Titans.
Yeah, I think that's when they played the Titans.
I don't know if that was the right year, but
I think that was definitely the Super Bowl. That was his only win, I think. So, yeah.
So, probably.
But yeah, I don't know. It's tough for me to say right now where he's gonna end up.
He's gonna be top 3 for sure.
Oh, it's tough for me right now to say where he is exactly. But I think it's easy for me to say where he's gonna end up. I'd be surprised if he's not 1 or 2. I don't think you're gonna be able to make the argument for Montana or Peyton Manning to be better than him when his career is over. But right now, it's honestly unfair to do it because he's got so much time left. And who's to really say? He can always fall off, too, completely. Not fall off, but, like, he could not win another Super Bowl.
That would be such a culture shock if he just, like, started sucking.
Like, it wouldn't make sense. I'm not saying suck, but, like...
No, yeah, I am.
Well, after Aaron Rodgers' first 3 years, like, people probably thought that he was going to be the greatest of all time, too. He won a Super Bowl. He made a deep playoff run, I think, in his rookie year. And then he never won after that. Who's to say that Mahomes is going to win more? It could just not happen.
Oh, it will.
It will. I'm not betting on it. But, yeah. So like, you never really know what's going to happen. And, I'm making it clear. Like, I don't think that he's going to end up sucking. But
I don't either. I was just saying, like, it'd be like the a universe where he does. It just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
I feel like we would be in a simulation.
Not. Yeah. Right. But that's why I think it's just not fair to judge him now compared to like a guy like Rodgers or a guy like Breeze or a guy like
it's hard to judge someone. It's just hard to judge someone while like they're still playing because their stats are only going to accumulate.
Well, not even that he's still playing; it's that he's in the middle of his career. If he was towards the end like Rodgers, like I think it's fair to put like Rodgers, like to rank Rodgers against guys that are retired now, because he's.
I mean, I would have said that like a couple years ago, but then he went back-to-back MVPs.
Right. So, like, so yeah, it could still change.
That's why, like obviously, yeah, you can compare them when they're like when they're obviously towards the end of their career, but
yeah,
I feel like it's just not a fair comparison to compare them while they're still playing, just because
especially when it's this early.
Yeah, for him, because especially they can still accumulate stats. Yeah. Like a lot of things can happen within 1 year playing football.
Exactly. Anything else on the Chiefs? We didn't really.
Yeah, they didn't really run like many. Trick plays, or they didn't run any trick plays, or like any like special things that they usually do.
Yeah, I mean they have one of the best coaches of all time. They, honestly, like, is he the best coach in the league right now?
I'd say so.
Yeah,
Reed.
Yeah.
100%.
I'd probably say so too.
The Chiefs are just so good that he can't win Coach of the Year because like he you can't make that team better
unless they like went undefeated or something.
Well, yeah,
that's a little different. But oh yeah, speaking of that, oh I guess no one really has any gripes about the awards. Everyone I feel like won. Like, deservingly. Except for maybe Geno Smith winning Comeback Player of the Year, because
he just, didn't get hurt.
He just ended up being good. He didn't come back from anything.
Walter Payton, Man of the Year, I'm upset with, because Dak just threw a bunch of money at the Salvation Army, and they just gave it to him, so.
Whatever.
And that's not true, but, like, it just seems like that, because they always, the Dallas Cowboys and Salvation Army are in like, cahoots. So. But, yeah, I don't like Geno Comeback Player. Like, yes, he had an incredible year, but I think you said this, that there should be, like, a most improved player.
Yeah. That's what they do in basketball, and I think that's a lot better.
That's a lot better. There should be comeback player, which would be someone coming back from an injury, like Saquon or CMC, and then there should be most improved, Smith deserves.
I think there should be both, too.
Yeah.
Dable, I'm fine with winning Coach of the Year. That was the only one where there was, like, literally probably seven candidates that, like, if you want it, okay.
Yeah.
MVP was obviously going to be Mahomes. Offensive Player of the Year was
Jettas.
Which
that was obvious.
That makes sense. I mean,
a lot of them were.
Tyreek was like really good too. If they did that, I wouldn't have been that mad.
A lot of them we could have predicted. Bosa, we knew like Week 16.
Yeah,
it was
obvious.
Yeah.
Kenneth Walker was the favorite for rookie for offensive, and they gave it to Garrett Wilson.
I mean, because he did so good with his QB room. I think able to perform that well. I mean, Chris Olave also had he had Andy Dalton. So
yeah, that one's kind of 50-50 for me. Walker was also really good.
I think Walker did more with less games. So like, I feel like
if they gave it to Walker, I wouldn't have been upset. Yeah. But they gave it to Garrett Wilson, and I'm fine with that.
Oh, I'm also fine with that.
And Sauce won Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. I feel like What else even is there?
Tariq Woolen or Hutchinson? Oh, like awards.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, there's all these like FedEx Ground Player of the Year, Air Player. They're like that doesn't matter. Those are like
Jettas won best moment too.
I'm assuming against the Bills.
Yeah.
Best moment. Did that win best game or something too?
I don't know if they did that. It probably should have.
That probably was the best game.
But yeah, it was a great Super Bowl. Congrats to the Chiefs. It's probably one of the better. Yeah, again, what Super Bowl has been better than that? It was definitely better than the last few. The Patriots Eagles was
Falcons Patriots.
Was Patriots Eagles better than that?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so.
Just because the
Philly call is so iconic.
Just because of who won or
no, because of the Philly call. There were a lot more iconic moments.
Yeah, all right, I'll agree. And then the
the Falcons Patriots I think that's the best.
That's the that
There's
one.
So many iconic
and
moments
the Pat Seahawks one too.
Every Chiefs touchdown was just like a bad read by the defense.
Yeah. And every Eagles touchdown.
Kadarius Toney was wide open.
Yeah. Every Eagles touchdown was just like a QB sneaker of rush by Jalen Hurts. Like, it wasn't like exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Play was the AJ Brown, like
that was nice.
Yeah.
It wasn't really like a
exciting.
It was a really good game, but there weren't a whole lot of great moments.
Yeah. Like I think Pat's Falcons is my I think that's the best.
There's so many great moments because in that game, the Patriots, Eagles, there's so many the Philly, the
Seahawks Broncos.
But that was a terrible game.
Oh, yeah.
The Seahawks Patriots, there's so many great moments in that. I would probably put this one 4 though. For like ones that we've all seen.
What would be 3?
Patriots, Eagles, Patriots, Falcons, and Patriots. Seattle.
I have to rewatch the Seahawks.
Not in any order, but like
I didn't remember if the Seahawks one was that good.
It was the Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. And I know that not Jermaine. Jermaine Kearse. Jermaine Kearse had that fucking like bobble catch.
Yeah.
And then that set up for the Marshawn Lynch, or that set up for the Malcolm Butler pick. So yeah. That's in drove.
Yeah. So yeah, but I probably put this one 4. I don't think I've seen a better Super Bowl other than those 3.
Yeah, those 3 are really
the Raven, good. The Ravens 49ers one was a good game, but I think this one's better.
Steelers Cardinals.
I didn't watch that.
I mean, that is the best catch of all time.
Oh, so. I agree, 100%.
That catch is
that's ridiculous. That's just the best play of all time.
Yeah, that
that throw is unbelievable, and the like. Yeah, but this one, like, if the ending was a little better and not hindered by the controversy, which again I think the controversy is bullshit, but maybe it could have been better than some of those 3. But as of now, this would probably be the 4th best Super Bowl we've seen.
Yeah, I also don't like the 3 Patriots Super Bowls that we talked about. They all had like good endings, like they weren't like disappointing.
They had this great one, endings and a lot of great moments. Yeah. Again, like you guys said, there weren't a whole lot of like. It was a Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney wide open touchdown. Like the most memorable moment from this is the AJ Brown catch and the punt return, which wasn't a touchdown either.
That's a punt return.
So,
but yeah, like the ending, like they just melt it in and kick the field goal. Like,
yeah, that's like the and the Seattle Denver game, like there are some good moments from that, but the game sucked.
Was that 50?
That was 48. 50 was Broncos Panthers.
That started off with a safety, right? Or a defensive touchdown.
Yeah, Von Miller was the first touchdown. Yeah. And then in the Seattle-Denver one, it was a safety that was the first play.
It's ridiculous.
Like, that's a good moment, but the game sucked. Like, you'd rather the game be really good than good moments.
Was Super Bowl 50 close?
No, it was terrible.
Yeah, the Broncos blew them out.
It was 24-7, I think. Oh. It was just the most boring game of all time.
I don't know, man. Rams, actually, no, the Patriots.
Yeah, that's – okay, so
– Johnny Hecker should have won MVP if they won, if the Rams won.
That's the worst one for sure.
That one's so fun.
I think that – the Broncos Seahawks.
I don't know, man. Super Bowl II gives it a run for its money.
Broncos Seahawks was more entertaining than
Broncos Panthers or Rams Patriots. Right?
I don't know, because the Chiefs and Bucks game was also the like horrible to watch. Bad. Those bottom 4 are like, I think the Seattle Denver game was more entertaining just because there were a lot of really good plays.
Yeah,
that's like it. I don't know. Last year's was pretty decent.
I think the Bucks. Chiefs one is impressive because they beat the Chiefs by that much. Like, it's more of an impressive – it's not an impressive, like, Super Bowl to watch, but I think it's an impressive win just because they kind of beat the Chiefs by that
much. That's fair.
But no one really cares. Like, they just thought, like, that it was boring because the Bucks just kind of
– yeah.
They had to lead the whole game.
I don't know why the fucking team that wears white wins every single time. Like, well, now it's, what, 15 of the last 18 years?
No idea.
That's just so weird. I don't get it.
Also, the Gatorade color was purple for no reason.
Yeah, I don't get that. That's the worst Gatorade, too.
So. Yeah, it's terrible.
Whatever. All right. But I guess before we go, just a little fun thing to end here. So, the Super Bowl was yesterday, which means that Super Bowl 58 is in a year. What is everyone's very, very early Super Bowl 58 prediction? Well, I know my AFC team. I don't know my NFC team.
What is it? The Bengals?
No, it's not.
I'm not going to say the Bills. That's very tough. I feel like it has to be one of the 3 Chiefs, Bills, or Bengals for the AFC because I can't see a double team coming out of it yet.
The Jaguars are on the come up.
I'm not going
to. I think my like long shot MVP, I don't know about how much the long shot's going to be, but I think Trevor Lawrence to win MVP is a decent bet.
I had Burrow winning it this year. I think he's going to win it next year.
Especially, like, them getting Ridley back. Burrow's a good bet, too. If I were to bet anyone else, it'd probably be him.
I may do him, because I did Hurts this year as, like, a random bet. Not random. But,
yeah, got a second.
That, yeah. And so I'd do Burrow for, like, in, like, a September bet, like I did with Hurts, when the odds are, like, pretty good. But for Super Bowl, I'm definitely going Niners, because I know they're going to get they're either going to have Trey Lance figure everything out, or they're going to get a QB. And I think Trey Lance still has potential. If Brock Purdy can do all that crap, and he was a 7th-round draft pick, imagine what Trey Lance can do as the 3rd overall pick of that draft, or of last 2 years ago's drafts. So I have Niners in the NFC. AFC, I got to go Bengals, honestly. Everyone was doubting them. Huh?
I like it.
Yeah, everyone was doubting them this year. Or you said they were going to have a Super Bowl hangover.
I did have them missing the playoffs. That was a That was a miss.
And then they did they win? They won the division, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they won the division, beat the Bills in the playoffs at home in Buffalo.
They railed them.
Yeah, they railed them. Like, Burrow, again, Burrow can easily win MVP. I have a lot of hope in that team. That they want redemption for, obviously, 2 years ago. So, yeah, Bengals, Niners. Like, I feel like it's going to be, like, the same teams in the playoffs. Well, not the Seahawks, but, like, I think the AFC is going to be relatively the same teams. So
I agree.
Yeah, so I think the Bengals can be the best team in the AFC next year. And then I'm going to go, yeah, Niners. As long they don't need a good quarterback, but like it just they have the best team on paper. Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm going Eagles in the NFC, and then I'm hot take here: Sean Payton back in the Super Bowl.
Damn.
Denver Broncos. Russell
that
is, Wilson.
I was thinking that too, honestly.
That is a hot take.
I was kind of thinking that.
I don't hate it, honestly.
Healthy shoulder.
The AFC is actually so much better. It's ridiculous. It's concerning.
And I had so much hype for the Broncos last year, and then they failed. I'm not going to do it again. I can't. Just because they had a coach.
They fooled you once, and they're doubting you to bet on them again. They're doubting you.
I'll bet the Broncos to make the Super Bowl. I won't bet them to win.
Yeah, no, I won't say they're going to win it either. Broncos, Eagles, healthy offseason for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts gets his shoulder back. Sky's the limit for this team. I think they still have AJ Brown, still have Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. Fix some holes in there. I'm sure Howie Rosen's definitely going to be doing a lot this offseason, no matter what. He's always a guy that's doing, like, making trades and trading picks and stuff for players. So I could definitely see them adding someone else to that defense just to make sure this is the run. Jared?
All right. In the AFC, I'm going with the Bills. Honestly, if a year ago, I would have probably been booing too, because I've always kind of felt that this team was a bit like overliked with everyone, and they obviously are really good, but I don't know. I never really saw it. And then this year, everyone was betting on them, and I was like, no, they're not going to win. I had the Bucks winning it, so I was definitely wrong, but. But this is, I feel like, the year that they're going to kind of go under the radar. They're going to probably enter the playoffs as like the 2 or 3 seed. If they even win the division, they might not even, because the Dolphins are looking really good too. And they're going to shut everyone up, and they're going to actually get over the hump the year that no one's really given them, respect and credit for. And I think Josh Allen's going to have a good season. I don't think he's going to have an MVP season, but I think that the Bills finally are going to get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. Again, like you guys said, the Bills or the Chiefs and the Bengals are definitely really good and can get there. I think the Chargers are a team that if they can put it all together with their coaching staff, they can, but they're just always cursed. And I think the Jaguars, again, just like they were this year, are a team that could make a run. I think if the Raiders get Aaron Rodgers, I think that's another team that could make a huge run. Also the Jets, if they get Aaron Rodgers, that's a team that could make a huge run.
I kind of want to change mine, actually, because I just realized I picked the 2 conference championship losers.
It's okay. Again, this year, 3 of the 4 teams that were in the conference championship were in it the year before.
Like, I feel like both teams can make it, but I kind of like the Dolphins as an underdog Super Bowl.
I do. Yeah, that's another one that
I like the Dolphins a lot. Like, Tua, if Tua were to be healthy that game, I think they could have won, because the Bills did not play that best.
Yeah.
They're their best. I think the Dolphins, like, Tua's only going to get better. I think the Dolphins, like, I think if Jalen Waddle doesn't drop those passes, then they beat the Bills in that playoff game. I think, like, the Dolphins can make a run. I'm going to change to the Dolphins.
To the Dolphins, Niners?
I'll keep Niners. Yeah, Dolphins, Niners.
Okay. See, like, out of the NFC, I want to be different, and I don't want to just go with the Eagles or 49ers. But that would make my third bet to be the Vikings, and I don't really want to do that either.
Yeah, there are not many good NFC teams. And the Cowboys never made this. You can't bet on
them. I wasn't going to.
I know. I'm just saying, like, because they're always, like, up there. They never do.
Like, I would say it would be the Vikings.
Yeah.
I think the Giants are on the up.
The Giants are not going to make the Super Bowl.
Right.
Honestly, I was going to say someone out of the NFC South, but I can't see it.
No. Yeah.
Maybe the Saints, honestly.
I can see, like, the Lions are a team that can catch fire too.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they started season what, 1-6?
Yeah.
And they barely missed out on the playoffs because they lost to the Packers.
Fuck it, I'll say Bills.
No, they beat the Packers.
I'll say Bills Vikings.
Interesting.
I mean, that is something that I will never bet on, and that is again, I am the most pessimistic fan that there is. I'm not saying that this team is good enough to even make a Super Bowl, but I just kind of want to. It's one for the sake of being different, and two, the sake of the NFC just being that bad. So, yeah, we'll go with that. And I think the Bills will win. I definitely don't. That'll be the battle of two teams that went 0 and, that are 0-4 in Super Bowls, which would be interesting.
That would be great. One's got to give.
Yeah. And again, I don't think that that's going to happen. I think that we're well away from that. But I think getting Brian Flores as a defensive coordinator could help. I mean, if we had Brian Flores as a DC this season, could we have made the Super Bowl? Much better chance. And again, we were the 3 seed. So
Brian Flores, I forgot about that.
I like it.
You think they're actually gonna draft someone good? Dude, imagine if the Vikings drafted Kyle Hamilton.
Right. That would help. Louis Cena will be back next year. He didn't play.
Andrew Booth also barely
played. He tore his leg apart.
I feel like Andrew Booth barely played too, because
they had
to start Duke Shelley.
That's why I think like Kevin O'Connell is such a good coach, getting 13 wins out of your team with zero help from the draft. In your first year, like that's impressive.
That just goes to show that roster had potential and was really good. They were just held back by their coaching, which I mean that kind of proves the Broncos' points that like a coach can make or break your team. Like the addition of Sean Payton can easily excel the Broncos into a playoff spot.
Yeah. So I'll go with Bills over Vikings. You had Dolphins and Niners.
Yeah.
And Treaker had Broncos and Eagles.
Yeah. Jason had a Super Bowl rematch of.
Chiefs 49ers.
Yes.
That is Jason's pick, is Chiefs 49ers.
Like, I hate like boring picks, but like
that's why I didn't want to go with
it. But like that can easily be the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, 100%. So, all right, and obviously those are going to change from free agency and the draft. Again, where Aaron Rodgers goes could be a very big difference. Same with Lamar Jackson. So yeah, we'll see. But hope you guys all enjoyed Super Bowl 58. Not really sure when the next show will come out. Hopefully we can get it done before free agency actually starts. Or I'm sure we will. That shouldn't be too hard. We'll probably do like a quarterbacks and main free agents, like where are they going to go kind of thing. So we will figure it out. Hope you guys really enjoyed Super Bowl recap, and we hope to see you guys soon. Peace out.